Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi.
I see that you're wearing a pink shirt.
Yes.
And exactly. It is October, and we know that it's breast cancer month.
Awareness month, yes.
Awareness month. So the thing is, a lot of sisters may have questions about mammograms, and knowing that the alarming fact is that 1 out of 8 women in the U.S. May be at risk of having the disease. So what do you give in terms of advice and what they need to do, and the any Islamic restrictions on that?
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, salam rasulullah. Obviously, I'm not a physician to give him an advice related to from a medical perspective, but what I know that breast cancer is, first of all, there is a myth that breast cancer is only to women, but that's not true, can also affect men. Yes, percentage way, way more or less, but in women it is more very common comparing to men, or more common comparing to men, like what you said, 1 out of 8 women in U.S., you know, have the risk of developing breast cancer. A lot of this to do with genetics and family history as well. And I want to say that we should take that serious, because alhamdulillah, breast cancers, if you can detect that early, you know, it's something that you can treat, and the survival rate can be higher versus if you detect it later on and it's spread, you know, over the body. And I know people from my own family lost their life for breast cancer, you know, and I know what that feels. And you know, some of them I didn't witness, like I was very young, like my grandmother. Rahimahullah. But I know that was very painful. And my mom, I remember telling me about how her mom suffered a lot, especially she lived in a place and a time, you know, they don't have what we have today at that time. One of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He have given us this ability to detect these kind of disease, to treat it, and we're grateful and thankful to Allah for that. And this awareness month is something that we should remind one another of it. And wind up of being healthy, you know, staying away from things that most likely cause cancers, you know, smoking, alcohol, things of that nature, unhealthy lifestyles, food, and not exercising, and so forth. Mammogram is something that proven to be scientifically helped to detect the cancer. And help a lot to reduce the risk of, you know, catching it later on, later stage. It's not everything, but it's done correctly, professionally. And many people think that they can do it to themselves, but I asked many doctors, said, yes, you can do, but you need a professional person to do that as well. That's why mammogram screening is something, maybe like the physical one for a woman by her hand, that she said, oh, I don't want somebody to touch my breast or anything of that, especially if she's still a little bit young. We know that they're recommended an age of 40, can different age. I'm not up to date what's the age requirement right now, but I know that it is different from one person to another based on family history. But discuss this with your physician. But the point here, Islamically, yes, you're allowed to do a mammogram test or screening. And for a sister, should be handled by another woman.
That's normally the case.
Yeah. That's normally the case. And if in a case where random place or like no one, you couldn't find anybody except a man to do that, if it's done for professional reasons, it's a man is allowed to touch a woman, or a woman touch a man for medical reasons. But in this
just
area,
as necessary.
Huh?
Just as necessary.
Yeah, case of necessity. And it is part of necessity to screen, but only if there is no other options, if you couldn't find someone else, a female, to do that to you. Later on, when you go to surgery, let's say there is a surgery to be done on the breast, it has to be a male, maybe she couldn't find a female surgeon to do that. That will be allowed.
They may not even have the choice.
Yeah.
Depending on the hospital.
So it will be allowed.
You use the best surgeon, basically.
Yeah. In some places, I heard even a husband will be so jealous and will say, no, you can't do, let other woman even to screen you or anything like that. There's no sexual, you know, feeling attached to these kind of things. It's done professionally. It's done to detect a disease. It's there is a lot of ethic guidelines govern this area, especially in many developed world today. So the answer, short answer, yes, it is a good thing to do to create awareness about it. You know, I hate to see a young woman dying because of this or suffering because of this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all our sisters and brothers from cancers and heal those who are suffering from them and help us to find cure to all type of cancers, because I had my share of cancers with one of my children, and I know how suffering this can be, and alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala healed him. But I've seen with my eyes, kids didn't make it. People make it with a long-term disability or permanent disabilities.
It's really taxing on the family.
Yeah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us and heal those who are suffering and make it easy for those who are going through the treatment. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Jazakallah khair, Sheikh.